Right. These are the faces of the USA Chidon HaTanach. And even more importantly, these are the psukim of the USA Chidon HaTanach. You guys are writing your own sfarim by making those psukim yours. And I will tell you, I think we all know that this year is a little bit unique. Usually we'd all be together in one hall together. This year, the Chidon HaTanach went virtual. And I think we did a pretty good job. It was a jam-packed day from our opening assembly to our virtual exams to tours of museums around the world to panoplies to kahoots to shiurim throughout the day. We have been on and on and on learning and celebrating Tanakh throughout the day. But there is one thing that is important before we continue with the ceremonies, something that I mentioned at the beginning when we talked about Moshe's tefillah that we're all aware of, El Na Refa Na La, and that is the reason that we're doing things virtually this year. That's because the world and what the time we find ourselves in right now is a bit difficult, and I think in the frame or the vein of Al Rosh Simchatenu, even when we're celebrating, it's important to remember what is going on. I would like, before we continue our ceremony, to just say a quick Mishaberach Lecholim. If there are people that you know, friends that you have, family, or you just want to pray for the world, please keep whomever you would like in mind when I recite the Mishaberach Lecholim, to just hopefully be Mehira, be Amenu. We should all be able to have the Chidon HaTanach together in person next year and be able to gather much sooner than that. So let me just put this up. I'm going to say the Mishaberach Lecholim together with you. You can totally say it along with me. Here we go. Mishaberach Avotenu v'imotenu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo Sara Rivka Rachel v'Leia Hu yivarech v'rapet kol cholenu Haskukim l'refua shlema Bavor she'anachnu mitpalalim l'achlamatam B'schar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imalei rachamim aleihem l'achlimam l'rapotam l'achzikam l'achliotam v'shlach lehem Me'ira refua shlema min ha'shamayim im kol chole Yisrael refuat ha'nefesh refuat ha'guf hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv ve'nomar amen. Wishing everybody a speedy refua shlema. And now let's shift gears a little bit without forgetting the background. So let's move into a little bit of today and what all of today was about. When I was reading randomly Pirkei Avot this past Friday, I just opened up to a random perek of the Mishnayot, and the following lines of Rabbeinu Yonah stuck out to me. Let me show them to you myself. Here you go. The Rabbeinu Yonah, on the words in the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, said by Rabbi Elazar, says, Da lifnei mi ata amal. You should know before whom you work. Now, generally, when you hear the word amal, or labor, that seems like doing hard work, maybe not the happiest or most enjoyable of things. But interestingly, the Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary, which is heavily based on Mishlei, it says if he thinks Pirkei Avot are just the next level after Mishlei, he says something absolutely beautiful. Do you guys know what the word sha'ashua means? The English translation is even great. Sha'ashua or sha'ashuim in modern Hebrew means a toy. Essentially, what the Rabbeinu Yonah says is as follows. It says that God, before he created the world, do you know what he was doing? He was playing with the Torah. As if the Torah was his toy. Sha'ashu'ai, lulei Toratcha sha'ashu'ai. Or he quotes another pasuk. The pasuk, he says, Hashem kanani reshit archo kodem yifalav me'az, v'heye etzlo amon v'heye sha'ashu'im yom yom. The Torah was what God played with day in and day out. The Rabbeinu Yonah continues to say the following. He says, if God treated the Torah in a way that he delighted in it, he took joy in it, as if it was a toy, he played with it, that's what he wanted to spend his entire time with, then kal v'chomer us, kal v'chomer shebe kal v'chomer us, who do the chidon, we have to find the sha'ashu'im, find the delight, find the way to really enjoy our Torah study. There's something very special about the Chidon HaTanach, that at the same time, that we are working so hard to remember so many details, we also are enjoying it. That's part of why we have a Chidon carnival. That's part of why we have these games. That's part of why we have an experience and not just a test, because the goal of our hard work isn't just to work hard, but the goal is through our hard work to feel that the Torah is a Shashua. Just like God plays with and delights in the Torah, before the creation of the world, we kind of continue in that legacy, playing with the Torah as well.